Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at Reliable. In about 15 minutes, our weekly visit with Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, who never holds back his opinion on anything. So, look, we always love talking to him about the Falcons and everything in the NFL. He's certainly going to come in here and let us know what he thinks about what the Falcons did on Sunday in about 15 minutes. We'll get to an AMA at 140 as well and back into the big story of the day where you will hear Raheem Morris address some of the questions that were asked to him today.
We were just playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like always.
We're just messing around with this is the gene.
We're just having a lighthearted
beer. Everyone says we're going to hell.
Yeah.
The rapture was yesterday.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday we thought we were going to heaven.
Yeah.
Today we find out we're going to hell.
I mean, I've done a lot worse.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I've done a lot worse.
My mom texted it. She was like, blasphemy. You guys are going to hell. And I was like, for what? She said, Sister Jean was a saint.
I didn't say she wasn't.
I know.
We never said she was not a saint.
Bad about Sister Jean.
We're just curious once she's retired.
Yeah, I thought she retired and got out there.
That she got in the street. She getting in the street. Rolling around.
Exactly.
Rolling. God, dog it right now.
She's got to make sure those streets have, you know, wheelchairs.
Yeah, that's all. That's all we were saying. That's all we were saying.
We were hoping the best for her in retirement.
That's it.
What could be better to hope for someone
than that?
Than that.
Yeah, 90 all them years of picked up womanness.
Exactly.
Get it out of there.
Exactly. Look out, Chicago.
What'd you say on Betty Friday? Rowing and rowing. Woo! Might make your head pop off.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying.
That's all we're saying.
That's it. All right.
All we're
That's
saying.
All.
There's okay. Nobody's going to nobody's going to hell for that. In fact, we should be commended.
We're trying to put her on.
Exactly. We're rooting for her.
Trying to put her on.
This is just two guys
looking out for her.
Looking out for the and hoping for something positive in somebody's life.
That's all. Man. Nobody's wishing no down.
If that's the thing that sends us to hell, boy, the devil was looking the other way on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he was waiting for us. If that's the case, he was waiting.
Like, that's the thing, huh? Mm,
that's all right. That's the thing. But yeah, my bad.
You want to do a minute or two on the college football weekend before we get to Raheem, just because probably the last chance we'll get to do it today?
Okay. What do we we already talked about Georgia.
We talked about Georgia, Alabama. We're in the same page.
Yeah.
We think it's going to be an awesome game.
Yes.
Alabama's just really talented. I know they didn't play well week one, but and I don't know why. I really don't know how to explain that performance.
They got caught off guard.
Yeah.
They got caught with the pants.
And Florida
down.
State also may be pretty good.
They could be.
And so the season will show. But
I don't think Florida State's that good.
As they played in week one?
Nope.
No, I don't think so either. Nope.
And I don't think Alabama is as bad as they played week one.
No, I don't think either. And again, their roster's just so talented.
Yeah. Plus, that's right. Remember, it rained,
it
all
did.
That stuff? Yeah, I don't believe. I think if they played again right now, which, you know.
Maybe they will play
I'm not
again.
Trying to take nothing away from Florida State. That was a big-ass win for them.
Sure.
I don't think they beat them.
Well, maybe they will play again if both teams continue to play well. But yeah, I mean, they got the running back on Saturday. Jam Miller hadn't played yet this year. They got Tim Keenan back on the defensive line. He's a guy we talked to at SEC media days when we were sitting there talking about how Alabama might have one of the best defenses in the country.
Yes.
Didn't look like that in that game, but has looked better over the last couple of weeks. And look, Georgia's as talented as anybody, too. So I would be surprised if this is not a
fourth quarter
classic game and comes down to some major play like the game against Tennessee did. What do you think about Oregon and Penn State? Do you think it'll play out like that? Because I kind of don't.
What do you mean, don't?
I think it'll be a good game, but I think Oregon's going to go in there, and I think they're going to win that game by like 10 points.
I like Penn State.
Do you?
Yeah, I like Penn State. I think because we know, Oregon, they talk about this. Oregon's always had speed.
They have.
Oregon's always been fast.
Yeah.
I think Dan has built that team the right way. Don't get me wrong, with that speed.
I think this is the best quarterback Dan's had there. And I think Bo Nix is really good, and I think Dylan Gabriel's good. They're really limited. I think this guy Dante,
he's special.
Moore might be.
He's special. He's special.
He is.
The reason I say this, and I'm going to sound crazy, I'm going to put my faith in damn James Franklin, but I think Penn State, they've been inching every year so far.
Yeah, almost. This would be the next step.
I think this is the next.
Right?
I think.
Because I know they won two playoff games last year, but we know who they were against. They lost. The Oregon beat them in the Big Ten championship game last year, and then they lost earlier in the season to, was it Ohio State they lost to last year? I think it was. Anyway, they lost the ranked matchups that they played in season. So I don't know. I mean, until he does it, I'm not going to buy it. You know what I mean?
I know exactly.
Haven't seen him do it yet. Obviously there's other big games too. I'm hopeful that Washington can score enough points to keep that game interesting with Ohio State. That's what I'm hoping for. I think Washington's offense is quite good. I think their defense is not.
Yeah.
So, tough day when you're playing against a team like Ohio State, if that's true.
I think Washington keeps this close into the fourth quarter. Meaning close like 10 points.
Yeah, like 10 points. I think if Washington gives up less than 30 points on Saturday at Ohio State, I'll be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But I think it's going to be like Washington is going to score.
I think they can score.
They're going to score.
I think
eventually the talent factor
They need to run it. Quarterback's really fast, two good running backs, one of the best running backs in the country.
They're going to have to control the clock.
That's right. Exactly.
But that's not even a thing in college anymore, is it?
I don't know. they say they're a pro team.
Yeah.
Jed Fish is supposed to be doing this pro-style stuff.
Yeah, it's not even a thing anymore.
So do the pro thing. Run the ball, run the clock, control the clock, keep their offense off the field, and win that way. All right, let's get to the most important story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Mike's our quarterback. You know, like, Mike's our quarterback. We got a lot of confidence in Mike.
What?
We're moving forward with Mike. Mike's the guy. Mike is the guy until I let you guys know otherwise, but Mike's our guy.
What the hell? Who the hell?
I don't know.
Ask that question.
I don't know. We asked it on Instagram earlier this week, this radio station put out a poll question as to who should start on Sunday.
Lord have mercy.
Michael or Kirk.
This dude, this young quarterback had a bad game.
He did.
He is the future of this franchise, right, supposedly. And there was a debate whether he should be the starter this weekend or if Rob was going to have a quarterback competition.
And I didn't particularly think it was a great idea. I didn't do it, but I didn't think it was a great idea to have that as a poll question on social media, but that's one thing. I can't wrap my mind around going to a press conference and asking that question.
Was it Joe?
Yeah, it couldn't have been.
No, hell no.
Couldn't have been.
Not
Joe
Patrick. No, not my guy Joe.
Joe wouldn't have done something.
Yeah,
like
Joe
that.
Wouldn't have did
that. I don't know who did it, but somebody it wouldn't have been Joe.
Like, somebody really thought, asked the coach if there was an open competition for the starting damn quarterback? Get the hell out.
Now, I will say this. While I. I probably wouldn't ask that. It's not great that somebody saw what's happened in the first 3 weeks as so bad that they should ask that. And I don't think anybody hoped that we would be at the point where that would even be in the conversation.
Maybe somebody just Ron Burgundy'd it and it was supposed to say kicker, but they accidentally wrote quarterback and he just went with it.
Quarterback competition? No. I don't think that there is an open quarterback competition. But I will say this. The guy who's playing quarterback needs to play a hell of a lot better because that was really bad.
That was awful, man.
And if he keeps playing like that, they're going to lose a lot of games.
Yeah, man,
this year.
It was an awful performance. Now, is this something, as I'm saying is right now, that might not be revisited down the road if he don't get his blank together? Yeah.
How bad would it have to be and for how long?
Consecutive games like that.
Two?
Consecutive games like that.
Like if he plays like that again on Sunday and then into the bye week, then you're like, we got to think about it.
Yeah, but they better not do it. It'd be, again, this team, this organization, this regime ain't got no room for margin.
You're right.
Got no room for margin.
There's no right.
Yeah, they don't. They are in a point where everything it has to go right, man. And it's unfortunate for them that they're having to do it with the situation with a young quarterback, a young play caller, and early season dysfunction.
Because that's what it is.
Because exactly what it is.
I mean, that's the word Dave Archer used in the 11 o'clock hour when we talked to him about it. So it was just a dysfunctional operation offensively and special teams too.
Yeah.
Teams are going to kick those little knuckly short ones. That's what it is. You can't kick it out of the back of the end zone. They get it on the 35.
Right.
Okay? That's great field position.
Yes.
Like a decade ago, that would have been a touchback, a first down, and a 5-yard gain. That would have been three great plays to get to the 35-yard line. Now it's a touchback. That's what a touchback is.
Yes.
So they want you to kick it into the field to play. They're gonna put it there. Like, how do you not know that? How do you not get ready for that? How do you not have your kicker doing it? That's the other thing.
That's crazy. Right?
Have your kicker kick that little nubby little knuckly thing.
Yeah. Nubbly little knuckly thing.
Let's get our kicker kicking it straight, maybe through the uprights.
And then we'll work on other stuff.
Well, if you can't do that, at least make them confused on
kick
the kickoff.
Kick your field goal kick as your kickoff.
Exactly.
They'll never know where it's going.
Because his field goal kick is knuckly and ridiculous. Christ,
he missed that so damn bad.
Oh, man. That was just a flat
he
out.
He missed that so damn bad.
That was the first tee. Like the cart girl just pulled up. You're playing with your boss, shank into the woods. Like that was just ugh. Yeah. Anyway, so that was fun.
Yeah,
that was a fun 5 minutes on the Falcons.
Well, you know what else was fun, Andy? Getting the best live college football coverage in Atlanta starting this Saturday, 8 a.m. Getting started with my favorite show, College Football Game Time, brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and Alumni Hall, shop UGA, and all the mothers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Schools, you can get your stuff from there. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman set the stage for all the big matchups starting this Saturday at 8.
Yes. We will come back and talk to Mark Schlereth about that. We're not going to ask him about a quarterback competition, but we'll ask him about the Falcons' performance on Sunday. All the other big stories, the NFL as well. Our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereth, next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.